Blog Talk Radio.
There. And we seem to have a little bit of a feedback going on here. I'm not sure where that's coming from. I'm going to figure that out here in just a quick second. But we're having just a little bit of feedback. But we're going to figure that out. But I want to say hello, everybody. Welcome to The Download. And you're listening to your host, Sierra Divide. And I hope you're enjoying your Friday night. And it's starting to be fall out there, y'all. It really is. It is starting to be. So, really quickly there, I think I might have handled that, but let's see, do we have it back? We have our favorite hostess with the mostest here. Hello, Little Lane, how are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
I am doing great. We were having a little bit of feedback there, so if you notice, I kind of like had to put you out for a second and bring you back in, so that's what was going on. We had a little bit of feedback there, but we fixed it.
I think I heard something, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. At first, I thought it was my earring hitting the microphone. You know, sometimes it happens. You never know. I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room. I want to say hello to Joseph Tanner and Alan Stewart. Hello, how you doing, y'all? And everyone sitting online listening to us, I just want to say hello to everyone. I have to admit, today it didn't really hit me until it hit me. But I was feeling very mellow today, and I've been feeling kind of mellow all day today. And then it hit me at some point that today is September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be the reason why I'm feeling a little bit mellow today. So I just want to very quickly here, you know, we all have to have a moment of quiet because of this day. And it seems like just yesterday to me. That everything just happened, but it's been how many years now?
14 years, and it definitely does not seem that long.
I was going to say 15,
long.
But it's 14 years?
14
it's been 14 years since the biggest tragedy has ever hit America.
Seems like yesterday.
It really still seems like just yesterday to me. So for everybody, I know everyone, it was such a big thing and reason why, and people always talk about, you know, well, people don't always talk about that, but there's certain things that every generation mourns, and we mourn collectively. And the reason why we mourn this collectively is because you, no matter where you are in this country, if you didn't know someone who worked in that building, you knew someone related to somebody who worked in that building, or was a friend with someone, or to by at least one degree, because those were two very, very big buildings. And, I mean, it's hard not to, especially if you lived on the East Coast, you definitely knew someone, at least who knew someone. So
yeah, and
it,
you
it
and
affects
I have
absolutely
a mutual
everyone.
Friend. You and I have
mm-hmm.
a mutual friend
yeah,
that,
we do.
That 9/11 affected. And every year at this time, I always think about him. Not just him, but everybody who lost someone, but because we know him personally, you know, my heart.
Yes, because, well, he lost his mother, so it was a very hard thing for him. So, but yeah, so I just wanted to say, that before we got on with our show tonight, is it, I think that really did hit me at some point. I was like, why do I feel so mellow today? And it hit me what day it was. And I was like, that's why I'm feeling so mellow. This is what's happening right now. This is why, I mean, it's a gorgeous day, but I'm not feeling, like, very happy today. So, so everyone, I hope that you got to commemorate the person that was closest to you or that you knew the most, and you got to at least tip a drink to them. And we are going to get into some other little things here. And I want to say on that note, I can't believe it's Friday, but it is Friday. You know, with the whole Labor Day weekend thing, this was it even a week?
Yeah, it went by really quick.
It went by so very, very quickly. I swear to God, at the same time, I go, God, I haven't talked to you in like forever.
I know, it just seemed like a jump from Monday into Friday.
That's how I feel. Yeah. It's Friday. It seems like it's been a very long time. Excuse me. I know me personally, I've had a lot of family and friends over and a lot of company and parties and everything. And I'm sure you've been doing at least parties and, well, kids are going back to school, so things are lighter or heavier, right? I know it's driving nowadays. I actually get rush hour traffic now at 3 o'clock, so.
Yeah, definitely. It's been pretty hectic around here and in Los Angeles for me anyway, yes, been hectic.
Okay, so, you know, I'm just looking. The reason why I laugh, if anyone's wondering, they're like, that was off. Okay, the reason why I laugh. Okay, I'm looking in the chat room, and I got to say hello to everyone in the chat room one more time. Joseph, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. You're saying something about something being blocked by a wireless account owner. If for some reason Blog Talk is blocking you, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about that. And I'm not quite sure what that is about.
Oh.
But, yeah, is that what he's talking about? I'm not quite sure what that is about.
They can't block our favorite guest.
I know, and I've never heard of this, but if that's the problem, then I apologize. All right, so Alan Student is saying there is a problem with the sound. Is the sound going in and out? Are you not hearing me? Am I not here? Lola, you can hear me. I figure if you can hear me, everyone can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear
if you're not hearing, let us know. And we will try to get down to the nitty-gritty of it. I'm not going to promise it's actually going to happen. But, you know, if you can't hear us on the Internet for some reason, all you have to do is call in the number 646-595-4038. And you can also listen to us live with that number. And if you want to join in the conversation, all you have to do is click 1. Just press 1. If you don't want to join the conversation and you just want to listen, just dial the number 646-595-4038 because we are here and I can see you as soon as you pop up on my board. And just hi to everyone who's called in tonight. So, okay, so we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of things. I am wandering off into all kinds of la-la land right now. I'm getting distracted by the chat room and the people on our phone line. So evidently you all have been looking at my tweets and everything else. So, Lola, you brought up something like really, really, really interesting last time we were on together, and I decided I wanted to wait till you came back to talk about it again. So here we are. So let me let you present the subject. Ta-da!
Well, I was wondering. I actually saw something on TV, and it was regarding possibly can affairs help save a marriage. And it got me to thinking that I think in some ways, possibly I can see in some ways how it can help. I don't know if it can definitely save a marriage, but I can see how it can help. Especially, it depends on the circumstances, but depending on why the affair is happening. I mean, someone
right.
can be ill. Someone can just, there are many reasons. So in certain cases, I can see how to help. But
okay, well, I'm going to say this. I approached this with a completely open mind.
Mm-hmm.
I went totally zen. And I go, I can kind of imagine how ways where this could actually be a good thing. Of course, especially if I turn my brain completely off. But you know what? On that way of thinking, I'm going, you know, because okay. And the reason why I say this is because sometimes, you know what? Sometimes in looking at really unorthodox ways of doing things, you find something that might actually ring true.
Mm-hmm.
I did not find that this time. And I really tried hard. In the end, somebody's being selfish. Okay.
I agree.
But, yeah, in the end, someone is being selfish. Now, I will, okay, no, actually, that is not absolutely true. I am lying. I'm absolutely lying. I did find one thing that I thought that this could actually help a marriage. Like, I literally sat and I thought about it for like 3 or 4 days. Can you believe I actually gave it that much thought? Okay, I gave it more than that, actually. I gave it a week and a half.
Wow, that was a lot of thinking.
I gave it a lot of thought. I'm not going to lie. I really did that. Sometimes I let my brain work overtime. And I'm going to have to go in for an oil change after this. But,
my goodness.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God. My brain was smoking after this. Okay. So, actually, the more I thought about it, I will have to say this. Okay. So, what I found, and I think this is true, and I think I've used this to get out of, I've literally used this, and it's probably a very mean thing to do, but this is the only way I can see how it would actually help. It helps when you really want to go, I want to end this, but you can't think of a proper way to say it, so it's better to make that person hate you. And I have been guilty of that. I have actually made up people just to make that person hate me, so they broke up with me because I just couldn't deal with having to break up with them.
Wow.
And even in the end, when you think about that, that's just as selfish, I think. I'm not saying I'm a good person here.
I think so. Because you have to, well, I was actually reading in this couple situation, you know how you could be in a relationship with someone and absolutely be lonely. And for whatever reasons, divorce was not an option. And
mm-hmm.
the lady, she was very lonely inside her marriage. And she decided to step out, and she had, it turned into a great experience for her. I don't think the husband ever found out. So for her.
Yeah, someone has to.
I say that because
maybe back in the day this might have worked, but in the 21st century, no, it's never, if the other person knows, it's never a good thing. And there's a lot of, and that is the one thing I actually started thinking about as I started looking more into this that I'll get into a little bit more, a little bit later. The time frame, and when I say time frame, I mean the decade that you live in, has a lot to do with whether it helped you or hindered you. It depends on what decade you live in. And if you live in this decade, no, it didn't help you in any way. It made you an ass.
I agree. Although she said it helped her with some of the bitterness that she had towards her husband, some of the anger, she was able to release that because she found her own happiness. I don't know why divorce wasn't an option, but I feel as though you could have been even much more happy if you just decided to divorce your
husband. I think actually mm-hmm. in this day and age, it comes down to, okay, for one, you're just being an ass, and two, quite honestly, the only person that's winning in these particular situations is the mistress. She's mm-hmm. the only person that's winning. And this would be, you know, and this is the things that you have to think about if you're going to be the other woman. And she's the only winner if she has no intentions on trying to get married.
I was getting ready to say possibly she's a winner because in most cases,
yeah,
they don't turn into
true love. If she's all emotionally attached, she's also just as much a loser. Everybody is a loser in this situation. Every single person is a loser.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, it's like playing cards at an Indian casino instead of playing in Vegas. I mean, and I say that to people who know, you know, you're more apt to lose more money when you're sitting in an Indian casino than you are when you go to Vegas. But either mm-hmm. way, you're going to lose. It's never a win. Eventually you lose.
Do you think it's a situation where this affair can also make the person appreciate what they have even more? And so in that situation, somebody could grow closer. I don't know. I don't know how it would work if the other person ever found out, but
some situations where people actually mm-hmm. were like, okay, now, you know, it did make me appreciate what I had more. But even still, they did not tell the other person what was going on. Because, I mean, because once everyone knows everything, you just don't have that anymore. You've lost something that you can never retrieve again. And I don't care what anyone says, you've lost something you can't retrieve again once everybody knows everything.
Yeah,
and you may appreciate what you have more, and it may survive that, but you know you still always have a secret.
Yeah, and even if it's revealed and the other person decides to stay, and I think it's the emotional cost, you know, that it never mm-hmm. really goes away. It's always in the back of someone's head what happened. I don't know if you could ever get over it, but there's some couples that do.
I don't know if you ever can. But I always say this, so at the same time, I'm always thinking, you know, and I have to say this, what about the mistress? What about the? Because you have to wonder that, like, a lot of times, in every situation, the other girl's being lied to, too. You know that. And
mm-hmm.
sorry if you're the main one. She's being lied to just as much as you are.
Yeah.
She's not some crazy, desperate woman out to ruin your marriage. She's going through just as much heartache and break as you are. So, all it does is really make you realize the realization is the best way I can say it. It's the realization of the situation. Without trying to rhyme on that one, but... But that's all it can make you realize, because at that point you realize, okay, look, it's out in front and everybody is just a whole bunch of craziness going on. But you know, when you're in your feelings, you can't control that. So
that's true. Do you consider an open marriage having an affair? Because some people enjoy open marriages and it makes them
some people enjoy, like, I do understand if you're in a situation where, let's say you're having some kind of medical problems and you decided on a surrogate, and that's what I was thinking of too. Or maybe, I don't know, you have some kind of situation. I still mm-hmm. think that's really hard to survive too. And mostly because of the 21st century, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think some of these things would have been easier to survive if we were talking about back before women could vote.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really crazy, but seriously, women voting changed a whole lot of things. You know, we start really thinking about, you know, a lot of things. We can vote now. So women voting, you know, end of slavery. I know that was really back there, wasn't there?
Crazy.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know, guys. I'm being funny on that one, but not so totally funny. I'm not really going that far back, but we do have. As I say, certain things, certain these standards, we could have lived by at a certain time, but I think a lot of times it has to do with the times that we live in now, and equality has a lot to do with what people are willing to put up with.
And
I know you don't really want to always mix sex and politics, but sex and politics really do go together in so many ways. So, you know, okay, so I got wandering off into a whole other thing, and I was enjoying that so much, and I totally forgot that I was supposed to do some Dollhouse Radio announcements, and I totally forgot about that. We can't have that happening. So I'm looking right here. I'm looking at my board, and I'm seeing my board is pretty much lit up. And I see everybody on the lines, and thank you so much for joining us. And for those who are waiting to join us, the number is 646-595-4038. And, you know, I have some Dollhouse Radio announcements. I hope they play this time. We'll see what happens. But if not, I have something else here waiting. And I will get to everybody in the chat room and everybody on the switchboard here. But in just a moment, let's do this and see if it works. I hope it does. It doesn't make a fool of me. And I think it's making a fool of me again, but that's okay. Because it's been doing that to me a lot lately, and I don't think I'm going to trust it again next time. I'm just not going to have this. You know, I really hate being stood up. But, you know, I just hate it. So, D-Mark, Devil Alive, here we go.
Take them to church on this one.
Heard they got deals now. Sell soul for a meal now. In the last days now. Cause they glorify the gays now. Oh, that was too much smirk. Yeah, they said time changed. My Bible didn't. I guess the devil playing my games. Illuminati got a Twitter. Dear Lord, protect my sister. I'm my brother's keeper. And my enemy's reaper. I repent for that last line. Like I said for the last time. Hear the horns in the sky. Kids live fast and the young gonna die. Never see the truth, just open your eyes. We at war, take them dead or alive. The devil is a lie. Yeah, yeah, the devil is a lie. Yeah, yeah, stare to his face, look him dead in his eyes. Drink all day and the kids get high. Pray to the sky and ask God why. Pray to the sky and ask God why. On the net, half baby, half frog now. All the signs just wanna be God now. Lord, pray for my city every day. For my city, that's Glass City, Frog Town. People die every day. Yeah, yeah, people die every day. Yeah, it's about to be a ghost town. Nobody here like North Town more now.
Might not get that if you ain't from my city. That's just from my city. You know what I'm saying? That was a lie.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me. far as I'm concerned. It's a motherfucking doghouse radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with our goons, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. It's doghouse radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with our goons, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max, man. Goddamn.
That in a long time. I just want to say hi to everybody out there. This is Sierra Devi, and it is Friday night. So you know it's Friday night, and it's 11 p.m., and you are listening. Well, actually, it's 11:26, to be exact. But you are listening to The Download here with me, Sierra Devi, and Lil Lane. How you doing, honey bunny?
I'm good.
You doing good? Okay, well, I just wanted to say hey to everybody out there because I see you all. And, man, you all came out tonight. See, it's not as mellow as I thought it was. It was a beautiful day today. I just was feeling a little mellow, but I'm feeling a little up now. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. Now that I've acknowledged why I was feeling the way I was, I'm ready to rock on. Sometimes you just have to do that for a second. So I just wanted to say, our topic tonight, we were talking about can an affair save a marriage? And I think me and Lola are kind of on the same point here where we think that in the end, the only thing it makes you really do is admit what was really going on in the first place. Because at some point, I mean, and I honestly have to say, the thing about an affair never lasts forever. At some point, it has to end. At some point, you have to address the real problem. So, I mean, you can only live in that glass bubble for so long. I don't know if you feel that way. I think you can only live in that glass bubble for so long.
Yeah, definitely. It has to end one way, whether it ends in a good way or a bad way. It definitely has to come to an end. You, sooner or later, need to know where you stand.
Exactly.
I couldn't do it forever, you know?
Yeah, you can't do it forever. But, I mean, I think, and the only way I think it helps a marriage is that maybe at some point you realize exactly what you're looking for and what you're missing, because sometimes affairs are not always sexual, and or exactly what you need to say in the first place. But we have a few people who want to chime in here on this one. So, you know, last time I talked too much and I didn't let everybody chime in, so I'm going to let y'all come in. I guess I let a few people come in tonight. Oh, no, I guess I'll let them in. I guess. I might have to talk a little bit more because I'm feeling a big chat coming on. But you know what? I need you to feel the fire. So right now, let's see. Right now we have area code 708-560. Are you there?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How are you doing tonight, honey bunny?
I'm doing fine. Good evening to you, Sierra and Lola. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
I'm good.
I mean, this is our long-time listener.
I
didn't
know you could
say
that.
Yeah, this is Adrian over at Chicago. So
you know what? I love being able to say that because it's just very cool to be able to say we have a long-time listener. So.
Yes, that's true.
Thank you for paying us attention.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
So tell me, what do you think about our topic tonight?
That is a whole basket of, I don't know if that's kicking a hornet's nest or what, but
I was thinking the same thing the whole time I was thinking on this. I'm like, wow, this is a really huge basket here. And I've kind
of
like worked my way up to it because it's so big.
There's like a.
Or is this a myth? Is the affair help my marriage a total myth?
It's probably it's a matter of how a person sees it in perspective. Like if they want to continue this, or can they rebuild the trust that's gone, or just like you don't appreciate something until it's about to be out that door. And you have to take take inventory of, do you want to keep this going or just call it quits? And some people probably just keep it going for sake of the kids, or if they have children in that and they just want to work it out, or they're set in their ways. Some folks that are really old school, it's like an old house shoe.
Why move on now anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And some people try it like a separation, like they don't get divorced, but they're just separated just to take account of what goes on.
Let's be honest. Older you get, dating's hard. It's hard. It's not fun. It's a lot of work. I mean, hell, it's just sometimes it's downright annoying.
that's true. That's true.
I gotta take someone out on a date, or I have to go on a date. You know, so. Everyone under 25 was like, what the hell is she talking about? Trust me, dating is hard after a while. It's work.
Don't you think that we live in an era where people are more experimental, and that some people are just experimenting with their marriage and with other people's feelings and emotions, and let's try this and see if it works?
You know, that is a really good point. I never really thought about it until you brought that up, but I think we are living in an age where people are willing to be experimental with everything. Mm-hmm. And people are just more experimental, and they're willing to do things that nobody would have even considered before. Maybe think about that. Some of these reality TV shows and all that, you know, people are very experimental now.
And they're not thinking ahead. There's a lot of folks that just rush into marriage, and others that just want to, they're just basically learning about themselves more than their partner or who they want to settle down with, and say, like, what is this, someone that I can deal with? There's a lot of people that go into relationships for several things outside of love, which is like security, or they just don't want to be lonely or whatnot. So any indiscretions that, like, hey, this person cheated on me, but can I do better, or do I really want to make this work? It's a number of factors. Mm-hmm. So
that's true.
So
you get married,
like,
where you are in life at the time, too, has a lot to do with it, too. I think where you are in life has a lot to do with why you would go out. I think this has a lot to do with your mistress, but where you are in life at the moment has a lot to do with the type of mistress you have. You know, some people are looking to just have a little fun, where some others are looking where we're not getting what I am at home. But, you know, it's just, there's just so many factors.
Yeah,
and most of them end up not being good. Most of them end up being selfish in the end.
And it's also a power. It could be also a power thing,
which also goes back to being selfish.
Like, you get a free pass to do this, just to work this, see where this goes.
Oh yeah, some people definitely do it just because they can, and they have opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Again, you know, I have to say this really quickly, though. I keep saying, you know, this is very selfish and all that. Let's note that I am a selfish person, and I'm okay with that, which is why I don't have children. So I'm not saying being selfish is a bad thing, but just know that you are selfish. If you're going to be selfish, know that you are a selfish person. And don't, you know, try to trick other people into thinking that you're not selfish. I'm not saying it's either good or bad, but you're selfish, and let other people know that, because you can hurt people. So.
Yeah, so they can't be surprised. Say, like, this is who I am. I've been straight with you.
I told you who I was, and you thought you could change me.
That's true. So,
yeah.
That's true. And I think, like he said, some people get married for a lot of the wrong reasons, and that leaves them looking for what they really want on the side, because you just really got married for financial reasons, but that's not really what you want. So you go looking for what you really want or what you really need on the side. I think people do that.
You know, I think that it's usually women that get married nowadays. I mean, we're not talking like the 1400s here. Nowadays, mm-hmm. if you're getting married for financial reasons, it's usually some lazy girl. But, or, you know, or someone who just doesn't want to work again.
Yeah.
But, you know, but nowadays, I wouldn't, it's not, do you think that it's common as it used to be? I think most women are very independent nowadays. I mean, it's not very, and the reason why I say that is because it's not stylish to be dependent anymore.
No,
it's not stylish
actually, I know quite a few people that have just gotten married just to say they're married, and for financial reasons, yeah, because they want to be lazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they want to be
lazy.
They want to be taken care of.
You don't have
to
get married.
It's almost a contradiction right now. It's like some people want to claim their independence, but they don't want to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to work for it.
Yeah, it's something that, like, if you want to be financial independent or relationship-wise, like,
yeah,
it's something you have to work on for yourself.
You have to work for it. You have to earn it. And you have to earn it constantly.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for calling in. Definitely. You know, I think we are all kind of on the whole same. We try not to lean one way, and I'm trying to get someone to tip the scale for me. But Adrian, thank you so much for calling in, and I think you're leaning the same way we are on this one.
Yeah, no, pretty much, I guess. But thank you as always.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night,
lady. Oh my gosh, you know. I am, okay, so I'm hoping someone will persuade me, because I'm really trying to go for, yes, it saved it. It totally saved my marriage. I even went so far as to, like, look things up. And you know how I am. Mm-hmm. I look things up, and I get on the Internet. And you know, after searching the Internet for 2 hours, I only find a half an article. I didn't even get a full one. I get a half an article on how it might have saved my marriage, but I'm not married to him. It was really long. And in the end, I mean, she did so much background on how she met the other woman and everything else. And in the end, she's still ended up divorcing the guy. And it was talking about how it saved her marriage. But what it saved her from was going on with a marriage that she didn't really want anymore. And I was like, okay, this is save your marriage. And I've been sitting here reading for 15 minutes and like 5 seconds at a laser eye doctor have now been wasted. And I don't know about you guys, but okay, so Lola, I have to ask this. Whenever you're like looking up stuff, do you ever have those moments where you go, I have been staring at this screen way too long. How many ways can I ask a question before I don't get before I finally get the answer that I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have moments where
that.
I realize my eyes are burning. I'm serious. You never have those moments where you're sitting there going, God, my eyes are tired. I can't sit here anymore. I'm tired of sitting in the same spot, looking at the same thing. And then you get distracted. Well, what happens is some damn picture of cats and babies crying comes up in video, and you spend like 30 minutes watching video of babies crying and cats.
Yeah,
playing
I did that
with
the
babies.
Other night, actually.
You know, I like to say that I never get hooked on these things, but it happens to me every once in a while where I literally, I'm like, I'm looking at things. Okay, so I have two things that take me off course when I'm like really serious. I'm looking things up, and I say this because this is what happened when I was trying to find one positive article on this. I got distracted by three things. Babies crying. Kittens playing with kittens, and how to enlarge your, you know, down on the area for men.
Oh, my goodness.
Which took me into a whole other direction that we're just not going to talk about right now. That took me off for like 2 hours in a whole other direction. I mean, it's weird for. I really should start doing my research at the library so I don't get distracted so much. But.
So let me ask you this. You don't think, like, we discussed medical reasons. So if a person, for whatever reason, if they can no longer perform their wifely or husbandly duties, do you think it's okay to go for the other person to get fulfillment and still maintain their marriage?
That was the one part of this whole thing, this whole conversation. And like I said, I really did give this a lot of thought. That I thought, well, yeah, that would kind of be okay. But what happens, though, is, and this is where it starts getting kind of iffy. What happens if suddenly you go from, like, being ill and you can't perform to you can perform and you're perfectly fine. And now you got to get rid of this person. Or my other thing is, what if... You are, this is a weird one. What if this is the person who's been allowed to do whatever. This person dies now. And, I mean, in the end, if you had just waited, like, a few more months, you could have just, like, held off your little libido for a few months. I mean, there's so many ways to make you look like a complete dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find ways where you be, like, completely not a dick. You have to understand my point of view. Though I do understand that there are certain things, as they call sexual surrogates, which I did look up, which was kind of weird, too. Sexual surrogates have, a weird job. But there are Yes, it's called sexual surrogates. And you can actually go through a clinical thing and... there are real people who are actual sexual surrogates. They don't get money for the job, but they are sexual surrogates.
Interesting.
It's right up there with the whole cuddle. Have you seen this whole thing on, like, there's companies now that have been hired just to cuddle?
Yes,
but,
I have.
I just need someone to cuddle with me at night. And I even cuddle with me by the hour.
That's pretty crazy, but, I saw
it's crazy, but I'm not going to lie. I love a good cuddle.
Yeah, but don't you like to cuddle with someone you like?
I'm like 15 minutes and then get the hell out of my way. I don't want to be bothering you, but after about 15 minutes, I'm like, why are you still here? I'm kind of mean like that. Okay, so, no, I hate to say this because you know what? We're going to get going on into this, but those are the same things that you're bringing up, are the same things that came to mind for me. So I want to hear what everyone else has to say. So, guys, I am paying attention to you here in the chat room, and I also see you here on our phone line, which is 646-595-4038, and we're going to take a couple more phone calls here. So, we had someone who's been waiting for quite a while, and let's see, 904-609, are you still there?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's up, doing Lola good. And Sierra? This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. It's nice to see you. Tell us what you think about our subject tonight.
Basically, I think that it never helps a relationship. A marriage, an affair will never help a marriage. It only brings it down. I agree with what Sierra said.
Yeah, I just can't see any way.
And I really did try to see the ways, but I don't see any way where it's going to help in any way. Unless it's helping you to leave.
Right. I agree with you.
I mean, if that's your goal, then you've aced it.
Well, we know that some people stay in affairs for a very long time, or some people know that the other person is having an affair. A lot of older couples do this. They know that the other person is having an affair, and they never say a word. They never decide to leave. They just settle. And I know that
they just stay forever.
Yeah. And I can't imagine that that's helping. I would imagine that it would be, although the person decided to stay, that it would have to be very harmful emotionally.
Oh, I think we, Brian, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm here. That's all I want.
Oh, okay.
We lost you for a minute there.
I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, no, the more and more, I guess Brian probably agrees with us on this one. The more and more I looked into it, and I was just like, you know, I'm trying to find a way where this is actually a good thing. But I don't see where it's ever a good thing. I think it's one of those big old lies that people tell when they're trying to justify
mm-hmm.
what they're doing.
Yeah,
and there's several lies people tell when they're justifying what they're doing, and
mm-hmm.
when they're not willing to face the actual truth of what's going on, and one of them is that, and the other one is, well, you know, we just kind of grew apart and we didn't get along anyway, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
right up there with those things, or eventually going to we're saying because of the children, no one does that anymore. These are lies. It's what you do. That's what you tell yourself now. So, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, I have to say, if we were MythBusters on this one, we have busted this myth, Mister. What do you think? I think Brian, we have busted this myth. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, we busted this one. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have to admit on this one, we have totally busted this myth. And, you know, not all the time. I know everyone always expects me to be, like, all gung-ho about everything that's going on with a certain situation. But sometimes I like to come up with some things where I go, no, this is just not going to work. And this is
yeah.
one of those things that, you know, if this is what you're thinking is going to work, I'm telling you right now, it's not going to work. You're fooling yourself. You're lying to yourself. And no one else really believes you.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of
the
way.
No one really.
Yes.
And if they do believe you, then they're just in love and naive and stupid. And eventually they're going to realize you're lying to yourself and to them. So
yeah, definitely lying to yourself. There's hundreds of ways that people can try to justify it. Justify it,
yeah.
But it's no good.
Yeah, let's come up with a better lie, guys. Really, it's just. Let's just come up with a better one. And I just say that. And this has nothing to do with, now when it comes to surrogate is a whole other thing. But I think after that, you do have to deal with it. And you have to really sit down and actually really talk about that situation. Because in some cases, surrogate might be a good idea. Depending on what the situation. A sexual surrogate might be a good idea, depending on the situation. But we're talking
mm-hmm.
about some severe medical situations here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way where you have to pretend that this is. I mean, I think even in the end, when you get around to swinger, I think swinging, all the threesome, all that kind of stuff, is a thing that you leave behind once you get over the whole "I'm going to experiment with things" stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think this is why people think that this works, because they didn't have the experiment stage at the right age, so they started doing
mm-hmm.
the experiment stage at a later age, which is so much more detrimental to you and so many other people.
I agree.
Experimental stages are not just for women. They're for couples. They're for everyone. Everyone goes through an experimental stage. It's best done when you're in your 20s. And not married.
Definitely not married. I don't think it's you know how there are couples that try to say they're going to have a threesome, or the husband is trying to convince his wife, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it never really happens, or if it happens,
it always ends up being one-sided no matter what. And actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think we had talked about this before, because it had kind of come up when I was watching some stupid judge show. Oh, you know what it was. Divorce court now has this thing, before we get married. If your boyfriend is already trying to get you to do threesomes before you are thinking about getting married, you all shouldn't be getting married.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's like, we should be part of, like, this threesome group, and you all are talking about getting engaged at the same time. No, something's not right.
But that could just be the experimental part of their relationship.
And
remember?
That is experiment. That's the experimental part, okay? It's not just a situation, but he's an experiment too. It's time to move on to a more faithful man. I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with an experimental man, but if you're not at that point in your life, then if you're in a more serious point in your life, this is not the point.
Yeah.
I'm not the queen of relationships, but there are some warning signs, and that is one.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the most obvious one. And one of these, the lie that, the affair saved our marriage. I'm sorry, that's one of those lies that men say when they're trying to keep you around. That's full of crap. The affair made you realize what was really going on. If you didn't heed that warning, then it did not save it. If anything, it should have saved you from losing money that you should have gotten in the first place, or not gaining money that you should have had. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I do. You're a divorce lawyer, so.
Yeah, I got you.
Guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean, but it's really true. It really is. I just don't see where this could be a good thing in any way. So, guys. Okay, so you know what? I have to say this. I know everyone, and thank you everyone for joining us tonight. And sorry. I hurt my toe recently. I want to say to everyone, I know you are used to me, like, going, hey, yeah, this is a good idea, whatever. And this is, like, one of the first times where I go, no, I don't agree with this. And I actually, I really did try. I usually do. I really did try to find a way to agree with this. And I could, the more and more I read into it, the more I was going, no, I don't agree at all.
Yeah, you're usually the devil's advocate over here.
I usually am, but I could not be the devil's advocate on this one. I just really couldn't. I think it's laughable. I think it's laughable that anyone could even consider or think this. And I think that if you consider or even think this, you are fooling not only yourself, and if anyone believes you, them too. And I know a bunch of Inuits you can sell ice to. Okay, so. It was just a really crazy thing. So on that note, though, I have some future topics coming up, and one in particular, I really want to get more into this whole cuddling service thing. I got to find out more about this cuddling service. And if anybody wants 2020 tonight, we have an Olympic athlete that was an escort. She was addicted to being an escort. And I know we don't usually do news, but we might do a little bit of news next time. So
okay,
we're going to pull that
check
in.
That out.
Yeah, I'm thinking we are, because there have been some things coming up that I just have. And there's a few other things. Some things came up this week with a couple of a basketball player in particular, and a particular young lady who didn't get her money. So we're going to be a little bit late on it, but we're going to give our take on that just to let you all know. On this note, let me let you know. You are listening to The Download here on Dalhouse Radio, and my name, and I'm your host, Sierra Devi, and with me is your hostess with the mostest, Lola Lane. And Lola, where else can we find you?
I am on Twitter, Lola Lane XXX, and on Instagram is my Sensual Secrets.
Okay, so we can find you. Oh, Instagram. We can watch you on Instagram. I just want to say to all you indie artists out there, you know, you can always advertise here on Dalhouse Radio, and we have packages just set just for you indie artists. All you have to do is let us know, send us an email. You can also send me an email at what is my email? Devadasibel, Deva Devadasi, Devadasibel. Oh, well, just go to the downloadlive.com and you'll see my email there. And, you know, let's get you a up here on this gets you up here on the internet, advertise you to everyone in the world. All we need is a video. We need you, and just go over the package, and we can get you on here live so everyone can hear you, everybody. Because you know the one thing about the internet is called the World Wide Web, which means we reach worldwide. I love saying that. I have to say that to some people, because sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to people about certain things, they're like, if I go over here, will I still be able to get this? I'm like, it's called the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I have to remind friends and family about it. It's called WWW, the World Wide Web. Unless if you leave this world, then we can't reach you. But as long as you're on this world, terracotta, third rock from the sun, we can reach you. You can hear us somewhere. But I just always have to say that because I know I'm not being funny, but I do at least twice a week I have to say that to somebody.
Oh,
I really, really do. And sometimes I just have to bow my head and shake it, and I'm going, seriously? They're like, yeah, but we're overseas. I'm like, it's called the World Wide Web. Unless you're in one of those countries where they ban stuff, you can hear me. And then they go, oh, we heard you. I'm like, yes. Just like I heard you. But, yes, okay, tonight I just want to say you can reach me anywhere, and I'm also, okay, you know what I haven't done in a while, which I am definitely going to do tomorrow. I have not been on, oh, my gosh, I haven't been on Periscope in a while. So for those
of you
who are
listening. You know, a lot of people still don't know about that. I've been talking about that. Have you heard of Periscope?
Really?
Like,
oh, my gosh.
What's that? You've been doing it
know,
for a while now.
I've been doing it for a while, and I do behind the scenes. I'm not doing behind the scenes today, but I do a lot of behind the scenes, and a lot of our fellow hosts here on Dalhouse Radio, we do behind the scenes here on Periscope Radio, and it's a lot, you see a live video feed. But if you want to talk to us, though, you have to call in, and you have to get into the website. You're only seeing it, so it's always better if you can call in and talk and interact and be on Periscope at the same time, which is also very cool, and it's 100% free. So we got to get you out there, yes. I see Pamela Benford is like, I'm a Periscope virgin. You are a Periscope virgin, okay? So, but I'm out there all the time. I haven't been out there in a while, but I'm going to get back out there. And, you know, we like to talk about what's going on. You can see what we're doing during the day, all kinds of stuff, all the whatnot.
Can you talk to people on Periscope, or can they just see you on Periscope?
You can see us on Periscope, but you can't actually talk to us, but you can text, and we see
okay.
it comes up on the screen. And
okay.
if you want to see more of us, then tap the screen, and we get hearts. And the more hearts we get, the more often we'll be on the air.
Okay, cool, cool.
So, and same with here. If you're here on Blog Talk Radio, the more time you're here, the more time we see you, the longer we'll be on the air, so you'll see us. So we look forward to you coming back, and you can always come back even after we're not here. And that's what we do, so, because we love to talk. I'm just saying we love to talk. Okay, well, I love to talk. That's just who I am. I love to talk. So, and I, look, and having an affair will not save you from me. It just makes me more expensive.
Oh my goodness, you're a mess.
I think if you're gonna know about your man having an affair, then you should be expensive.
Tell me about it.
I think that every time he buys his mistress something, he should buy you something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, I think if you're gonna go that far, then you should be real expensive.
I agree. That's the only way it makes sense, huh?
An affair should cost you. Literally, it should cost you. But on that note, guys, you know what? You can find me on Twitter. It's Sierra Devi, SierraDevi. You can find me on Facebook, same name. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, and, of course, here on Dalhouse Radio on the down low. So we will see you next week, Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Coast time. Talk to you then, and bye.
Bye.
If you want it, then I got it. What you got to prove? Let me feel it, let me see it. What you got to lose? It's appealing, it's a feeling. It's the way I move. So come and get it. If you feel like you invincible. If you want it, then I got it. What you got to prove? Let me feel it, let me see it. What you got to lose? It's appealing, it's a feeling. It's the way I groove. So if you with it, then I get it. This the song for you. If you want it, then I got it. What you got to prove? Let me feel it, let me see it. What you got to lose? It's appealing, it's a feeling. It's the way I move. So come and get it. If you feel like you invincible. If you want it, then I got it. What you got to prove? Let me feel it, let me see it. What you got to lose? It's appealing, it's a feeling. It's the way I groove. So